China urges U.S. to scrap tariffs after SCOTUS ruling. By Christian K. Caruso on February 23, 2026. China's Commerce Ministry on Monday called for the United States to rescind all tariffs after the U.S. Supreme Court struck down President Donald Trump's emergency tariffs. China has consistently opposed unilateral tariff increases in all forms and has repeatedly stated that there are no winners in a trade war and that protectionism leads nowhere. A Commerce Ministry spokesperson said, as per the Chinese state-owned Global Times. The spokesperson reportedly asserted that the unilateral measures taken by the U.S., including the reciprocal tariffs and fentanyl-related tariffs, not only violate international trade and economic rules but also contravene U.S. domestic law, and they do not serve the interests of any party. Related, backfire. Trump says new tariffs will be potentially higher after SCOTUS rulings. Repeated experience has shown that cooperation between China and the U.S. benefits both sides while confrontation harms both, the spokesperson continued. China urges the U.S. to cancel relevant unilateral tariff measures imposed on its trading partners. The U.S. Supreme Court, in a 6-3 ruling, invalidated President Trump's tariff policies that he had enacted under the International Emergency Economic Powers Act, IEEPA. As Breitbart News reported, the court argued that the IEEPA did not grant the president the authority to impose tariffs. In response to the ruling, President Trump signed a proclamation on Friday imposing a 10% tariff on all countries. On Saturday, President Trump raised the worldwide tariffs from 10% to 15% and stressed through a Truth Social post that his administration will determine and issue the new and legally permissible tariffs in the months ahead. President Trump wrote, "Based on a thorough, detailed, and complete review of the ridiculous, poorly written, and extraordinarily anti-American decision on tariffs issued yesterday, after many months of contemplation, by the United States Supreme Court, please let this statement serve to represent that I, as President of the United States of America, will be, effective immediately, raising the 10% worldwide tariff on countries, many of which have been ripping the U.S. off for decades, without retribution, until I came along, to the fully allowed, and legally tested, 15% level." According to the Global Times, the Chinese Commerce Ministry noted the U.S. Supreme Court ruling and is conducting a comprehensive assessment of its relevant content and impact. The official asserted that China has consistently opposed unilateral tariff increases in all forms. "We have also noted that the U.S. is preparing to adopt alternative measures, such as trade investigations, in an attempt to maintain tariffs on its trading partners. China will closely monitor these developments and firmly safeguard its legitimate rights and interests," the spokesperson said. Related, China seems seething. Trump details how China hates his tariffs. Speaking with Global Times on Sunday, Gao Lingyun, a research fellow at the Chinese Academy of Social Sciences, claimed that the United States tariff decisions are highly arbitrary and that the Trump administration is wielding tariffs as a political weapon. "Tariff policy should be based on rigorous assessment, not political preference," Gao said.